We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
In the AM on a Wednesday, headed towards Brian Haney on All Things KU. They had a fairly sweat breaker last night, but we'll get to Jayhawk sports here coming up, top of the hour. Bill Self was in town earlier this week. Boy, you talk about a guy that's smart and knows how to play to his audience. Makes a nice comment about Wichita State.
That was somewhat well-received, somewhat not.
I hear you. I kind of got a chuckle out of it, to be honest with you. But that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, I thought it was mostly just a throwaway compliment, but a compliment nonetheless. But not everybody everybody thought so. But whatever.
Right.
I don't. It's not even newsworthy to me. But
no, hardly. But your Cindy Twitter question has to do with an old friend coming home.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Shocker fans, this one's for you. Austin Reeves is coming back to Wichita. He's averaging 17.6 points per game with Oklahoma. What's your feeling about what'll happen?
Score.
Yep. What's your feeling about what'll happen Saturday regarding points, et cetera? Dex, lockdown, 17 or less. Revenge game, 18-22. On his head, 23 or more. That's points.
Wow.
So, what do you think is going to happen? Dex going to lock him down to 17 or less. He's got the revenge game going, so he'll get his average and then some, or he's going to be on his head and go off for 23 or more. Of course.
Well, I know Shocker fans are hoping for the lockdown.
Yeah, 66% say 17 or less.
I haven't looked at the numbers. How many shots a game is he getting right now?
I want to say he's in the 32% range from three-point range, so it's nothing out of this world.
It's not. So he's getting a fair amount of shots. He's getting a fair amount of shots. So it's likely that he'd be in that 16-23-point range. That doesn't mean you can't beat this team.
Right, he can get
it. It's how a guy gets
win.
To that number.
Yeah.
Sure. It's how a guy gets to that number. What's his volume? You can have a really nice defensive effort by Dexter Dennis and whomever else gets that assignment. You can have a really nice game. Guy can end up with 22 or 23, but if he takes 23 or 24 shots to get it, you win.
Right. Absolutely.
All kinds of ways to look at it.
He is averaging 17.6, 81% from line, 31.8 from three. At Wichita State, he was way better than that. Now that the line has moved back a little bit, so it's now, I had it written down, 21, a little over 21 feet now for a three-pointer, 22 feet, maybe something like that. But anyway, it's further back, a little bit further back. But Austin Reeves had 22 against North Texas, 19 against Mizzou, 17 against Stanford. The only game that they lost, he had 17 of their 54. He's one of their guys. So, the question is, how will he do at Intrust Bank Arena? Jamarius Burton, I would imagine he'd take turns with Dexter Dennis handling him. A couple of responses in the write-in on the Twitter question. John said, and I'm assuming he listened to Greg's coach's show, he said, from listening to Greg Marshall talk about him last night, I kind of get the impression life's going to be difficult for Austin on Saturday. I'm sure that's the plan.
They're going to run guys at him, and And then here's the thing. Austin Reeves knows exactly what's coming.
But I thought about this, too. He doesn't know anything about, other than on film, Dexter Dennis or Jamarius Burton, because they weren't here when he was.
That's exactly right. Yeah. He knows the philosophy. He may not know the application, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, he understands philosophically how they're going to deal with him. But, yeah, you got to have the experience on the – and those two guys in particular. I mean, it's all mano a mano, isn't it? At the end of the day, that kind of equation is played out man to man.
Yep.
Because the Shockers aren't going to play any zone. It's all going to be – they're going to deny. Play over the tops of screens. Defend passing lanes.
Make him
close out.
Make him put the ball on the floor if he's got it. Make him
absolutely
dribble.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Wichita State gets this one, and the complexion of the early non-conference looks a lot different. That's what that win at Stillwater did for them, I think. So
they still got Christian Doolittle and Brady Manick, too. Those guys have been there forever.
Yeah.
So
that's a good team.
Yep.
That's a good team, well coached, you know, and they'll be a factor in the Big 12. So looking forward to it. How are ticket sales going?
I think there's still some left.
Okay. Anyway. Brian Haney talking KU basketball and other things as we continue here in a moment. It is Wednesday. It's brought to you by the Mattress Hub, and it's coming up next. Sports Daily with Shane and Bruce. Chad Chambers to the break. We're back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.